Elam was waiting for her at the top of the ridge. The look on his face said it all.
It's not what you think, said Lilla. I didn't have any choice.
I know, he said. I don't blame you. She looked up and saw that his features had softened, that perhaps he really seemed to be feeling some sort of sympathy for her. She managed a small smile. I'll make it up to you, she said. I promise.
You better believe you will,
he said, and smiled back at her. They made their way back to the village together.
You need to come in now, Mr. Freitag.
Johnny shuddered at the proximity of the enhanced voice. It issued from the air somewhere below his left ear, probably to create the impression it was coming from the open window. Johnny suspected that the voice wasn't even in the building and was being narrowcast from one of the unmarked vehicles he could make out on the street below.
I would have thought you could just make me come in,
Johnny tried to say in a quiet, confident tone, but he couldn't stop his voice from quavering.
That's what I've been helping you to do, isn't it?
Mr. Freitag, the voice said calmly, no one wants you to do anything you don't want to do.
Johnny glanced down and tried to guess how many stories up he was. He'd bolted out of the elevator on the 30th. The light from the small high window hits the wall opposite, a blinding block of the fiery world outside that hides the grey walls and floor under a layer of sepia. He pauses between each stroke, resting the raised brush before the easel. He thinks, then mixes a new tone on the plastic palette. He ventures a stiff daub to the canvas, and with the trembling brush, smooths it out to enhance a pale complexion. The colours are deep and vibrant, and their brightness comes from outside the room.